Hi, everybody. It's the John and Kane Show. Normally, we would do, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the John and Kane Show, but we haven't done that for nearly 6 months.
It's been almost exactly 6 months.
That's right, because what happened was that Kane decided to end our relationship.
Wow.
He decided to take his part of all the stuff in the house.
Somehow I knew this is how it was going
to
open.
And go to Dallas. Now, my wife didn't even know Kane was living in our basement to begin with. And she was like, who's the hairy dude coming up from the basement? I said, that's Kane. She goes, oh my gosh, that's your friend. I said, yes. So,
wow.
That's really.
Well, I pride myself on being stealthy. So it makes sense she didn't know that I was in the basement all those years.
Right. All right. So here's the thing. So we are recording this St. Louis time at like 4:20.
4:28 p.m.
4:28? Okay, yeah. Great. Kane literally, and I'm not joking, drove in from Dallas, Texas.
True.
He leaves, what time did you leave last night?
I left last night a little after 10 p.m. It was about 10:15 when I hit the road.
The man drives straight from Texas to St. Louis, has not slept. He decides to text me as he's going through my part of the neck of the woods, which is in the outskirts of St. Louis, and texts me and says, hey, I'm going by your house.
I'm passing your house right now.
That was like this morning at like 7:14.
That Sicilian love letter that I threw through the front window?
Yes. For those that don't,
totally me.
For those that don't know, what's a Sicilian love letter?
It's a brick with a note tied to it that says, I love you.
Right. That's right. Because the man doesn't own a cell phone and cannot text to save his life.
No, but I have a great arm.
Yeah.
And I just chucked it right through the window. Right. It was fantastic.
That's right. All right. Anyway, so we normally, Producer Thomas, say hi, Producer Thomas.
Hi, Producer Thomas.
Okay, yeah, thanks. You just could have yelled from your seat, by the way.
Last time I did that, you yelled at me for not getting on a mic.
Okay, fine, whatever. See, with the seat, like, the reunion is going the way
it's
already.
Yes, it's smooth.
He already hates me again.
I don't
very
hate
smooth.
You. I don't hate you. I'm simply saying that you don't follow instructions, and that's what you...
Yeah, as of right now, I've been up 37 hours. I've been up 37 hours, and to hear your bickering... No, I'm not interested. Right. I want to talk about the guy I met in a small Oklahoma gas station that gave me the BC powder that clearly I'm still up. It wasn't BC powder.
Wait, what is BC?
It's that headache powder. You know, it's like you buy the powder, right, and you swallow
it. But
you
really drink jittery, though.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I don't think it was BC powder.
All right, great.
I think it was something else.
All right. Well, anyway, we'd like to also to wish everybody a very happy day of rage, apparently, across the country.
Wait a minute. That's oxymoronic.
Well,
you can't say happy day of rage.
Oh. Well, but I mean, but the internet
it's like jumbo shrimp. It doesn't make sense.
The internet says that is funny. The internet says that there is no threat to the day of rage. So when people hear this, if it became a day of rage, then I downplayed it and it became something real. But if it is something real, then I was actually calling out what would happen.
Now, who said it wasn't dangerous?
The government.
Oh, I thought you said the internet. No, okay, so the government said it's not dangerous. Right. Well, sure, we should totally believe the government.
All right. Can we get to our first guest? I think people are tired of hearing us talk.
Yes, minutes ago.
They are from the new movie, Table 21. I quite honestly, I got sent the press release and I didn't read it. So I'm going to go. I mean, I've been in movies with her. I'm not lying. I'm just telling you the truth.
It's a good thing you're excited about this whole thing now.
No, I am excited about it. No, I am. I mean, listen.
I didn't even look at it.
No, I gave both of them long and enjoyable hugs, right?
That is true. So, I saw that.
So let us first introduce Jessica Ambuhl. How are you, Jessica?
Hi, Jessica. Not your first time on the show.
Yes.
Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
I can't tell by your face, though.
The smile's not cutting it?
No,
it's radio.
Really
it's not important.
It's acting, so you can't tell.
Yeah, there it is. Voice acting.
And who did you bring with you?
This is my on-screen, what do we call you? Date?
My on-screen
boyfriend.
Yeah.
I would consider boyfriend.
Yeah, I didn't know how to exactly.
That actually hurt his character just now.
Yeah, for real.
I wasn't sure how far to go with that.
My smile went directly inside and just hid.
This is Richard. This is his first time here, but probably not his last. You'll see him soon. Yes.
I think, Richard, what did I do the moment I met you today when you came in?
Oh, let's be honest.
The moment I met you,
what did I do?
You gave me a hug.
Right. Before I even knew your name.
Hugs, exactly.
Because
absolutely.
When you see him, that's what you want to do.
That's right. Well, no, you're an attractive man.
It's like John's. John's old college days. Before he even gets a name.
I'm just saying.
You started the free hugs project.
But hang on a minute. This it was a psychological experience. Excuse me. I can't speak.
Wow.
By hugging you before getting to know you, didn't it change the dynamic automatically?
Sure.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. The context has changed.
Yeah, definitely.
Context changed. Now when you have a conversation with a guy, it's a conversation with a guy you hugged.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like that's...
And really, let's be honest, once to the point of the Free Hugs Project, once you hug somebody, regardless of the name, you want their name, the proper introduction, you want to get to know them on a personal level, absolutely, on a much better level.
And you know what? There's even chemistry involved. The human body, when you hug for an X amount of time, it's debatable as to the length of time you hug. But there are natural endorphins that get released into the bloodstream because of that act. So hugging actually cures depression.
Really?
There was
I am happier now that I hugged John.
There it is.
There was a report other day about that. Your heart actually really does emanate a aura, a energy.
Yeah.
It's like now been scientifically proven.
I don't doubt it.
And it connects with other people in the room, and the closer it comes together, and when it's that positive interaction, like
stuff,
a hug,
legit,
it only multiplies itself.
That's right.
So what I'm hearing is we need to instill that on set. Hugs before we
absolutely
yell,
I think
shoot.
Y'all should, yes, give hugs to every single stranger that walks through your door.
Absolutely. I say hugs and drugs. See, some people are like, hugs,
oh, wow,
not drugs.
Okay. You know,
I'm like,
we're
hugs and
we're
drugs.
Not,
why
we're not
both?
Even 7 minutes into the show and you have to make a drug joke.
What?
You already made, this is now
did
your
I mention,
second drug
did
joke.
Did I mention it wasn't BC powder?
I was going to say, the man picked up white powder from some stranger at a gas station.
I think his name was Cletus. I'm pretty sure.
We are all acquainted now. So tell us about Table 21.
Table 21 is a short romantic comedy that we're really excited about because it's all shot here locally and it's all local talent, crew, and it's talks about, it gives you the story of a very nosy waiter who really wants to find out what's going on with this couple at dinner, Richard and I. So you see that Richard's very excited and very excited to meet his date. And so when you see me, if you watch our teaser online.
I have seen it. I have seen it. I watched it. Unlike John, I've actually researched it.
Yes.
If you listen, for you, listen.
I had time because did I mention it wasn't BC powder?
For you.
Right. You had all the time in the world.
For you Uber, John, and Kane fans, I only read the headlines, and it's been this way. You sent a press release. I appreciate that you did, but
in John's defense,
Jessica, come on down.
You saw my name, and you wanted.
That's it.
That's great.
That's it.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay. So, nosy waiter, dinner, romantic evening.
Yes.
Richard,
at least he thinks so.
He thinks so, but you couldn't
be more bothered and somewhere else.
And I have something to tell him, something that we call the truth, but you don't know what it is until you watch this short film. So
that you learn that he's on Grindr. Is that what you learned?
Wow.
Is that what happened?
Grindr? Is that his name?
He is excited.
Grindr? I barely touched her. What are you talking about?
I walk in the room and you just, yeah. Yeah.
Well, what would happen if we took Grindr and Pokemon and put the two
together? Oh.
Thomas just said it'd be fucking great. That's what Thomas just said.
It'd be Grindr Poke.
Wow.
And that's a lot of verbs right there, kids. It's a lot of verbs.
By the way,
doesn't it?
Did I mention it wasn't BC powder?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Just
all
making
right,
sure.
That
okay.
is Grindr Poke.
When can people see the full film instead of the trailer that I haven't seen, but Kane did, though he claims to see it?
Right. So the teaser is available at SeedandSpark.com.
I saw the teaser, yeah.
Right. But we are actually raising funds now to do production in August. So we need everybody's support.
Very good. So
the community, we actually
cannot
make this.
You have the SeedandSpark then? Is that what you have a Seed and Spark campaign or some
we
sort of
do,
similar
yes.
campaign?
Yes, oh. I sent it to John. He knows
excellent.
All about it.
All right.
Yes, seedandspark.com. Google.
Was that one of those other links you sent me?
Yeah, there's
okay,
only like
right.
two.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, seedandspark.com/studio/table-21
yes.
hashtag story.
Or just search Table 21. Or on Facebook, Table 21 Movie. Or on Instagram, Table 21 Movie. It's everywhere. We have bloopers that we posted today on Facebook. Some
bloopers
really
are the best. People love bloopers.
They are. They're awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
It just makes it real. It makes it seem.
So when someone, let's say, for example, some people haven't heard of Seed and Spark before.
Yes.
What can they do as an outside person looking in to help the project? What can they expect when they go to the website, Seed and Spark? How can they help?
There's lots of things. Yeah. So when you go there, you will see our teaser, which essentially is kind of like a trailer. But because the film isn't shot yet, these are scenes that we shot beforehand to give you a little bit of a sneak peek of what's to come. So you get to watch the teaser. You get to see Richard and I and our cast, Ford Fanter, our producer,
Ford
writer.
Ford Fanter, he's been on the show several times,
too. He has. Yeah, we have Brooke Jolly, who's our writer, director, and we have Alvaro Arrow, who's amazing behind the camera, makes everything look like $1 million, really. So you get to hear from all of us.
And I heard you were this close to getting Judd Hirsch. Was that right? Is that what that was?
I know nothing about
okay,
that.
All right.
No. Keeping Judge that Reinhold.
Oh, Reinhold. That's what it was.
Man, no.
He's such a close talker, that guy.
Way off.
He's such a close talker.
Yeah. I've been looking forward to working with him my whole life.
So is there did you get the website for the film itself, or did we just give the Seed and Spark website?
Just Seed and Spark, that's all you need.
Okay, so right now, this is not a full done project, obviously. You're looking for the support to finish
it. Everybody's
help,
right. Yeah. Yes, okay. So we have a wish list. We have incentives. If you donate, there's great things that you get in return for that. We have videos and pictures. And even if you want to be an extra on set for one night, you donate.
What if we didn't like the interaction with you two at the table? Can we, with a Seed and Spark donation, change the way the movie goes?
The script has been written.
Oh, well, so then there's that's
not
a no. Right,
but,
that's a no.
You know, if you want to give Richard
did
and
I mention
some
it wasn't
coaching,
BC powder?
Writing yes, is real okay. Writing. I just want everyone to know that. Everyone knows this. Writing is, and by the way, given that we started off giving hugs at the beginning of the interview, you should add that as incentives. Because I'll tell you what, the hugs from both of you, I mean, that holds
top
a
notch.
Lot of weight.
Yeah.
Like my heart chakra has completely opened in a whole new way. I mean, that's valuable.
Absolutely. Wow. In fact, I will say it on air. Anybody who gives money to the Table 21 Seed and Spark, I will give a hug to.
Absolutely.
Hands down.
So go see the picture and you'll want a hug.
That's right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm going to make 10 different $1 donations. I expect
hugs.
A whole ton of hugs.
Yeah. All day.
And yet again, it gets weird. Table 21.
Did I mention it wasn't BC powder?
So, again, where can people connect with you?
Okay. So, Richard, you tell them social media. I'll tell them the website.
So everybody, I mean, really, Facebook, Instagram,
yes. And
website, I was going to say, as far as seedandspark.com.
Seedandspark.com, and just search Table 21. Yeah. We're on there.
Search Table 21. Good to go. Give money. Mm-mm. Make the project happen.
You know what?
Support local.
We haven't done, we normally do when we have movie people in, don't we read an information or synopsis of their film in the movie guy voice?
I was going to surprise that for the
end. Okay, all right.
But I mean, you had to make it about you, so that's totally fine.
What?
Nothing.
How did
nothing,
I? What?
Nothing. What I want you to do is I want you to go to the press release, and I want you to look at the first first and second paragraph.
Got
okay?
It.
So imagine now, everybody in podcast land, imagine that you've just opened up your browser and you're about to play the trailer for Table 21.
Here it is. Table 21 is a new romantic comedy short film by writer-director Brooke Jolly, and has starred at pre-production in collaboration with local artists, venues, and designers from the greater St. Louis area and abroad, including Paris, France. Table 21 tells the story of the secret love affairs between a couple, Molly and Tony, at dinner that get interrupted by an overzealous and flamboyant waiter, Lucas, who attempts to attend to their needs on what should be a romantic evening as they discuss matters of life, their relationship, and the answer to the truth.
Now I kind of felt like it was a little like kids movie.
Take two. Take two. Do you want to try? You want to give me a little direction? Because I know this is what you do in your regular job.
No.
Isn't this what you do in your regular job?
I just feel like you should have been like Table 21 tells the story of the secret love affairs between a couple, Molly and Tony.
Yeah, let's just have you finish this.
I'm just saying.
No, let's just have you finish it.
You know, to keep get going. Interrupted by an overzealous and flamboyant waiter, Lucas, who attempts to attend their needs on what should be a romantic evening. See, that's a little, that makes it, it's a totally different movie.
Yours was much more like Finding Dory.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, you're right. His was way breathier, I think, which is important for this.
Yes.
I think it's very important.
You know, and you end it with, and you won't expect as the waiter gets served a dose of comical reality. it's a totally different thing. I'm just saying.
So, Now, you guys went to, what's this radio station? It says here, Clue movie premiere. You guys have, are you entered into something with this station, or how is this tied in?
Not yet. Kathy Kaiser, she has Matinee Chat. She's a local movie critic.
Yeah.
And she watched the teaser and gave us a great quote. She's
really
excited to see the finished project.
So you're looking for quotes. I see.
Yes.
I see.
So would you like to be on an
Express
release?
I see.
Awesome.
I see. I'll have to think about that.
Okay.
I will. Did I mention it wasn't BC powder?
I have.
I'm just saying.
But you
it
have
wasn't
all
BC
night
powder.
Now that you're going to be up.
Yeah, now
to
that I think. Yeah, you know what? I have all the time in the world. Literally have all the time in the world to figure something out.
Unless
Jessica
you're on Grindr
and
Punk.
Richard.
Right.
And then you're going to a bad
Jessica.
Episode.
That's right.
And Richard. Yay.
Thank you, too. Appreciate it. Table 21.
All right. So here's the deal. Since we are doing an hour and we are not stopping, we're going to ask that you folks step up
And then Dr. Eric Napudi will be joining us now.
And those of you who listened and, like John said, uber fans of the John and Cain show, will remember at this point we would normally go to like a song. And then we would come back from a song, and we'd have a new guest in place and ready to go.
But we're not. Well, but we're not doing that.
We're not.
No.
But we are bringing a guest to the mic who has not been on the show in quite a while. I would say it's been more than a year.
I missed him the last time we were together. I showed him that I have no brainwaves.
I'm not sure that's something you need to brag about.
I remember that.
Unless they're the Delta ones, right? Yeah. Or whatever. I have no idea what I'm talking about. But Dr. Napudi does.
Hey. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. Yeah, always a pleasure.
Now, I've only been gone from St. Louis 3 months.
Yeah?
I left, and you were a humble chiropractor, wellness doctor at 55 in Bayless.
Still am.
With a wellness center there that actually was, you know, not even big enough for the amount of people that you really had coming through those doors, honestly. Now, tell people in those short 3 months what the hell you've been doing.
Well, I mean, Kane, you know, we're all about making an impact in life, right? We're all here for a short amount of time. And,
and me a little shorter. Did I mention it wasn't BC powder?
Not after today, brother. We got you all covered. Hey, so, since the last time I saw you guys, we started a new venture. So, you know, I'm always all about helping people look younger, feel younger, function better, and from a natural standpoint. You guys know that. We've talked about this many a times. And, you know, we live in a world that people are sick and tired of being sick and tired or having too much pain and too many problems. And, dude, I don't know if you guys know this, but, I mean, even the FDA and the AMA just regulated opioid pain medications to now, it's like lock and key to get this stuff. You know, for years, you know, 33,000 people are dying a year from these pain pills. And now the doctors are going, hey, maybe we ought to try something different. Well, we've been doing something different for a while. And the newest thing that we just launched, and I had Kane, you were there this morning. Yeah. It was at our Life Exist Center. And these life centers are really cool, man. It's what was your experience like this morning?
I walked in and the space is really open, first of all. So you walk in and it's like, wow, this is open. It's clean. There is no idea that this is some sort of doctor's office or anything like that. Like you walk in and it's like, oh my God, what is this about? Hey, I want to, you know, this is catching my eye. What's this about? And you have exam rooms like down this one hallway where they're all extremely private. Each one, like before you had where people would sit in chairs, maybe four or five at a time and kind of get their vitamin injections and such. But now they each have their own individual room and you have just the top notch pieces of equipment that you have there to deliver not only these vitamins, but everything, all the other therapies that you've come up with, including your supplements. That's something we're going to have to talk
about. We'll definitely talk about it. So, John, visualize this since you haven't seen it. And I know you have a beautiful mind, so you'll totally get this.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Oh.
Imagine.
He said nothing about my face.
No. He has a face for radio. We both do.
Just my mind. All right, go ahead.
So imagine an Apple store, a doctor's office, and a spa got together and had a little baby. That's what Life Exists looks like.
Yeah. I love it.
It's sexy, it's cool, it's energetic, it's hip. I mean, it's everything that you want it to be. But here's what it's about. People ask me all the time, well, what is it? What is it? Is it a wellness center? Is it a doctor's office? What is it? You know, it's a place where people can go if you want to look better, feel better, function better, have more energy. If you want to be the you that you're supposed to be. I mean, the wellness center that we've got in Napudi Wellness is amazing. I mean, that's a place where people can go from the cradle to the grave to get almost all their health and wellness needs taken care of. But Life Exists is different, man.
Yeah. And what I've learned from you over the years since producing your show, this is, man, 2013?
Yeah.
Was it 2012? Or it was 2012 when we first, I think, was the first show.
Man, time flies.
But, amazing. From that point forward, I've learned a lot about how backwards our health system is, your government-run healthcare system is, and how your wellness approach as opposed to a sickness approach. Like, people want, you know, it's healthcare, right? That's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be take care of yourself.
Well, it is
healthy.
The way it's supposed to be. You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, and the thing is that, you know, Latin for doctor means teacher. But most people don't know that. Most people used to go to their doctor, spending 30 seconds with them, getting a prescription for something.
Right.
And the reality is that, you know, we live in a country where we spend more money than any other country combined on healthcare, and yet we're one of the sickest countries on the planet, and people don't realize that. And you know, it's not just about eating great and exercising and getting chiropractic care. It's about the whole thing. It's about putting it all together in the right proportion for you. And that's why we did the Life Exist thing, because, you know, in Napudi Wellness Center, we had the, you know, we were talking about the IV vitamin therapy.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, you know, a bioidentical hormone approach. And we were talking about, you know, we just didn't have enough space for all that stuff. And, you know, we measured your brain. Last time we were in, we did a brain scan. And, you know, my background is in functional neurology. Dude, the brain's where everything's at. I mean, in fact, the latest research in cancer therapy says that the healthier a person's brain is really the dictating factor of if they're going to survive cancer or not. And so, you know, we actually have ways to measure the brain now, to treat the brain, to balance the brain. And dude, if you balance that stuff out, all symptoms go away because you become healthier.
Yeah.
And that's really what people
And it's
want.
About like the sympathetic and parasympathetic. It's the gas and the brake. Like yeah. some people's yeah. gas is that they're just on, you know, anxiety right. like all the time. And then some people are just lethargic and can't think and they don't understand why they're so cloudy all the time. And that's kind of where you focus. Like some people can go in and not know what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
They tell you a few things and you're like, you know what? Let's check pH levels. Yeah. Let's check what you have going on here. Let's get you some, you know, much needed minerals and then let's see how you feel. And most people, this is a show me state. Yeah. They get shown and then they're customers for life. So what's the website that people can go to and check out more of what you're doing?
Well, you can go to www.lifeexist.com. We have one store open in St. Louis right now. It's right next to Trader Joe's, 270 and Olive. We have another one. We actually have a store opening up once a month until the end of the year. And then we have 100 corporate locations that are opening up across the United States.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'll tell you, Kane, what's so cool, what you said was so powerful. You know, and I tell this to all my patients and all my doctors that we train for the facilities, to see is to know. And to not see is to guess. And I mean, a great example, I just had a 23-year-old woman come in last week to get her life assessment. And, you know, she looks good. She's a cute little blonde girl. She eats well. She's a personal trainer. You would look to the naked eye and go, man, this person is healthy. We did a brain scan. I didn't even ask her anything about her symptoms. We did a brain scan with her. We did a blood test. We did a life assessment on your analysis. And I said, listen, I get that you look good and you apparently feel well, but are you dealing with any emotional stuff, any you know, stress? Or she goes, yeah, I have ADD to the 90th power and I can't focus and I can't sleep and her thyroid was through the floor. And so if she wasn't eating well and exercising, she probably wouldn't be able to get out of bed, you know, but she didn't know she was sick because she looked good. And when she went to the doctors go, ah, you look fine. Go home.
Right.
You know, so the approach has got to be different. Yeah. If you continue to do what you've always done, you're going to always get what you've always gotten. And that doesn't work out very well for most people when it comes to their health.
Not at all. And Life Exists, by the way, it's LIFE, the letter XIST.
You're right. Sorry.
Exist, yeah, lifeexist.com. And then they spelled the Creve-Coeur location wrong. Did you see that on the website?
I did see that.
Instead of Creve-Coeur, it says Cor-Cor.
Yeah. just so you know, I'm not the web guy. I'm the doctor.
Right.
But I still can't spell Creve-Coeur, and I've been there for years.
I know. I'd have to spell check it. I have to go back to like an old bill.
But if you go to lifeexist.com, you can find it.
Well, I'm going to check it out because you're going to go back to Dallas and leave me alone again, and I got to make new friends.
I'm sorry to do that to you. I apologize.
No, seriously.
No, and it's fantastic because we didn't get a chance to talk about your supplements, which I want to touch on really quick because out there now, and you know this, and which is why the vitamin IV therapy that you've been doing, because the body kind of kills that stuff. And when you orally take vitamins, you maybe absorb 10, 15, 20% of it. The injectable IV vitamins, you absorb 95%+ of it. So tell people what you're doing with that and why it's important.
Well, with the IV therapies, exactly what you said, we can actually give you 50 to 60 grams of, let's say, like vitamin C in an IV, and your absorption, by the way, it comes from beets and oranges, right? It's not ascorbic acid. This is more natural than most of the stuff that people take over the counter. So you can take a mega dose and you can get a higher absorption, like that 90%+, and that's true with all the B vitamins that come from, you know, beets and yams and all that kind of stuff. And it's the same thing that's true with our bioidentical hormone approach. You know, it's not the synthetic stuff that literally comes from horse pee. It comes from yams and it comes from grapeseed oil and grapeseed extract. And this is all organic stuff. And that's why we formulated the nutritional product. It's called MyFix, M-Y-F-I-X. And we have 12 products that I formulated that are the purest products that you could possibly get. They're all certified organic. They're all non-GMO. They're all FDA certified, which is the highest level of nutritional certification you can't get FDA approved because it's not a drug, but all this stuff is, I mean, I showed you, it's all great stuff, it's all good product.
And you know, a lot of the people that put out supplements or health supplements will use things like sucralose or xylitol or some other form of a sugar, and you use stevia leaf extract in this. So no matter what ingredient you're looking at in these supplements, they've all been, you know, tested and proven to be extremely safe.
Absolutely.
Non-GMO, like you said, clean. And it's just, I tasted the, what was the flavor? What is
the energy,
flavor?
Man. That energy,
that energy
was.
One.
Wasn't that great?
That wasn't BC powder either.
No, dude. That was
that was
that's
something
legit
else.
Stuff, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was citrusy and it was refreshing too. Yeah. Like it was something that's like, you know what? I want to drink more of this. I want to drink more of this. And what you're getting on the minerals and the B vitamins and everything else is just about energy and focus. And you don't have any of that, you want to get it naturally if you can.
Well, I mean, isn't health one of your most important assets? I mean, you know, the reality is that it is, and I know it is because, you know, you can make, believe it or not, you can move around stuff and make more time. You know, you can make more money. You can do these other things. But if you lose your health, I mean, my gosh, I mean, that's a horrible thing.
Can't do anything at that point.
No, you're done.
I want to talk to you after the show about making more money, though.
All right, I'll work on that with you. We'll sell your life exists down in Dallas. I'll hook you up.
That one totally caught my ear. So, Dr. Napudi, thank you very much.
Hey,
again,
you're welcome.
Online, lifeexist.com. That's LIFEXIST.com. And check out what's soon to be a new location every month to the end of the year opening up with this guy.
We're going
to
take over the world.
Dr. Eric Napudi, thank you very much. Always appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right, we've got under 35 minutes remaining. So, Kane, you and I have an opportunity to speak about whatever you would like to speak about.
Mm.
I mean, I do understand that one of our guests, Marshall Law, will be here.
Yes.
Here in a little
Marshall
while.
Marshall Law.
I mean, that's...
What a very subtle way to interject. And now I'm going to segue into the idea of what we...
No, not at all. No, I'm just...
We had talked about this because, look, let's... You know, our show has always been fun, funny, make the world a better place.
Yes,
and I think under the umbrella of make the world a better place, it is kind of important to at least express an opinion or at least express some facts about some of the recent things that have been going on around the world, you know, regarding terrorism, regarding how our administration handles it, regarding the view of the world from the outside in regards to this, and what happens here domestically on American soil, and how we as Americans handle it and how we discuss it. So my thing is people get too emotional when we talk about facts.
Okay.
So, for example, look, not all terrorists are Muslim, all right? I'll give you that. But, I mean, not all Muslims are terrorists, but 95% of them, terrorists, are Muslim. You know what I mean? And that is a fact. That's just numbers. Those are facts. And the latest one that we just saw in Nice, how horrific a way to die by getting run over by a giant piano truck. You know, this guy's zigzagging down the beach, running over people who are just there to watch the fireworks display. Toddlers, kids. I mean, this is the face of terrorism. So either we stand up and we kill it like the cockroach that it is, or we continue to talk about it like the social justice warriors who need safe space from words.
Okay, now, I'm going to stop you for a moment,
okay? I'm sorry, it's not BC Powder. So it's not BC Powder.
Now, given that the Uber fans of the John and Kane show kind of just went, whoa, what did Kane just do? He just went off in this thing.
Yes.
So
we have 33 minutes, so we have plenty of time.
But where have you been for the past 6 months?
I've been in Dallas, actually.
Working for
Dana Lash and Radio America in what?
In the Glenn Beck compound.
Yeah, the Glenn Beck compound.
it's important to express. Now hang on.
It is Mercury Studios. So, yeah, it's Mercury Studios in Irving, Texas.
Right.
And essentially, Blaze Television and Mercury Radio are all produced out of there, including from Radio America, the Dana show as well. So,
So now before you left to go work for them,
yes,
what government agencies have expressed that they actually listen to the show?
Oh, yeah, the NSA.
The NSA. That's not a joke.
The White House.
The White House. Yes. Not a joke. National Security
this
Council.
This show, not just Dana show.
No,
Dana show.
They listen
NSA,
to this show.
Yeah, NSA listens to the Dana show, too.
Right.
Don't get me wrong.
Right. Okay. So anyway, I just thought it would be funny if you interviewed Marshall Law.
Because it sounds so conspiracy theory, you know, when you say it out loud, but let's be honest.
Right.
All of this stuff that's happening domestically, and that's why I brought it up, you know, domestically as a separate thing from what's happening globally.
Right.
Because I really believe there's an effort going on to take away what essentially we know as the American life, and introduce something like martial law.
Am I on now? Am I on?
So we decided to interview Marshall.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Hi, Marshall.
Marshall Law.
Hi, Mr. Law.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
What's your middle name? Did you ever?
You know what? My mama didn't give me a middle name. I don't need it.
I thought it was Obeyda. It wasn't? Okay.
Marshall Obeyda Law?
Right.
No.
It's not?
No.
I thought it was. I'm sorry. I thought I got a peek at your birth certificate.
Well, I know, but I realize that I've been in the news lately, especially with the righties, you know, the right wingers.
Oh,
you know
the righties.
About? Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Right.
The righties.
Right. Okay. So, do you you got some questions for me?
Sure. How do you come to be, Marshall?
Well, here's the thing. See, I'm very localized now. See, I work with FEMA a lot, right?
Yes.
So my friends at FEMA, since the big levee thing, the ocean.
You're talking about Katrina?
Katrina, that's what it is, right? Yes. Where we're kicking doors down and moving people out, right?
Right.
So anyway, we figured out post
the hurricane.
What we figured out post 9/11, little thing called the Patriot Act. You ever heard of the Patriot Act?
I have.
You ever read 896 pages of the Patriot Act?
It's sort of an oxymoronic name. That's the third time we use the word oxymoronic.
896 pages. Listen to me. Listen. Yeah. Are you listening to me now?
I'm hearing
are
you, Marshall.
Are you listening to me?
Yes.
My last name is Law.
Mr. Obey the.
That's right. Okay. So now here's the deal, right? So post 9/11, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens now? Right. FEMA's like, okay, we're gonna go ahead and ramp up. Like we have they have the ability to be localized at any moment. Any force in the United States, any city that decides to not follow the rule of law, shall be. I'm just going to show up.
I'm going to put a gate up.
I'm going to put a fence up.
Were there any delivery of federal funds to any of these people?
Well, here's the deal. So my friends in law enforcement, you got to understand, post 9/11 with the Patriot Act, right? So what happened? So what happened is that they said, listen, we will take every law enforcement community across this country. Did you know that law enforcement outnumbers the military now? Did you know that?
What?
I'm just saying. Mm. I mean, I'm martial law. I should know this, right? So here's the deal. So every law enforcement, local, state, mm-hmm. they got money from the federal government,
right?
Because of the Patriot Act, right? So what happened is that then they took the law enforcement groups, right? And they militarized it. What they did is they gave them like big vehicles, big scary Humvees,
lots of rounds,
like a million rounds.
Yeah.
And then they tried to outlaw them rounds after they did that. Isn't that crazy? I mean, that sounds like a conspiracy theory.
It does.
Will they actually do that?
Well, the thing is, it is fact that they, Homeland Security.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I heard of them.
They bought literally billions of the 5.56 rounds.
Right.
And then not 3 months later, put the legislation forward to make those very rounds illegal.
What?
Now, yes, I know. Isn't
that
weird?
That's crazy.
Now, why would that be?
Well, like, I don't.
Martial law. I was somebody like martial law, I think, would know.
I don't really know.
No?
I mean, I'm just saying I can be localized and set up at any moment, wherever you need me to be.
Right.
But have you ever heard of terms of service, TOS? You ever heard
I
of that?
Have,
you ever
I
heard
have.
Of that?
I heard
Did
was...
you know that my friend Mark Zuckerberg, do you know Mark?
I do not know him. I know of him.
I'm just saying, did you know that Facebook, my friend Mark runs that, by the way. You might have heard it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It is the largest
conglomeration of biometric data on the planet. That is not a joke. When you take a photo and I tag you, I have just told all of the bots and everything at Facebook that I have indeed verified that you are who you are. That now with a number of applications, have you heard of apps?
Yes, I have.
Okay, here's the thing. Now what I can do is that with locality and Wi-Fi, I can literally identify who you are through your Facebook profile in 30 seconds. Mm. I can then attach you then 30 seconds later to your social security. This is not martial law knows these things, right? So in the event of a major, I don't know, day of rage, for example, or anything else that could occur, if I have you in a place where you are at, and I have got you, I got yourself, you have a smartphone, don't
you? I do.
You?
It's smarter than I am.
It's not smart to have the smartphone, just so you know. Anyway, my point is that if you are in a place where everybody else is there, and then I need to verify and suck up all the social media to be able to do that. That happened, by the way, at the Boston bombing. Don't know if you know that or not. But anyway, my point is that, oh my gosh, big data and everything else totally is my best friend as martial law.
Of course it would be.
Because I can literally put everything into one big pile.
Which is, by the way, I know we've non-cleverly and unfunnily told you this, but this is what's really happening out there. Honestly, you guys need to be paying attention to what's happening in your own backyards. Pay attention to what's happening based on what you're hearing in the news. Verify it. Find out ways to verify information you're getting. Find out what you're hearing is if it is it opinion or is it fact. Just look at it. And by the way, John, I know you're a headlines only.
Marshall's over here. John is not a
Marshall,
part of it.
Marshall, you have
listen,
to understand, John.
Listen, no, let me tell you right now that I've been very clear since day one on this show that we do not talk politics, and I do not engage in that whatsoever.
So, Marshall.
Yeah.
Yes, Marshall. So,
yes, sir.
So it's been proven. It's been proven that these actions are moving in that direction.
Well,
so
listen,
how do you feel about your life moving forward?
Listen, I'm uncomfortable sitting next to John because he don't want to engage in a person like me. Okay, so I'm going to leave you
I'm going to tell
more.
You that's a common feeling people get sitting next to John. But that's fine. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, listen, I know his background.
Yes,
I know. Listen, I mean, that guy may act like he don't know, but he knows, okay? Anyway, the last thing that I want to say right now is that the book that you should read... Like, no joke, like tomorrow.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
The book is called Future Crimes, and it is by Mark Goodman, okay? That book should be read by absolutely every single American, and it will sound crazy, some of it, but it is not. It is all verified, and Mark Goodman is one of the top 10 international security, web, big data experts on the planet. I will say it one more time just to reiterate, okay? Future Crimes by Mark Goodman.
There it is.
All right, Liz Marshall, are you done? Are you done? Well, I don't know, man. What?
You done? Hey. Are you finished?
I'm done. I'm out. I'm
okay.
out.
Okay. I hope you are. I hope we don't have to see you.
All right.
Too often.
Kane, John, whatever. Okay.
Mr. Hey. Obey the Law, I appreciate you.
Appreciate
Marshall.
You. All right, now.
Bye-bye. See ya.
All right.
Bye. All right, that's...
I'm totally uncomfortable about what just happened.
No, I am too, actually.
No, I mean, really, seriously.
And I think our listeners are...
Listen, I told you when I got involved in the show... Years ago,
we wouldn't talk politics.
It
was in the fine print of your contract written in invisible ink. I remember
right.
that.
Okay.
I remember that part.
Right. All right. We have 24 minutes remaining. So what would you
well,
like
you
to
talk
about?
Well, you know what? Did we not have our other guest show up?
I don't know. Who?
I thought we saw some other people out
did
there.
Did we? I don't know. Well,
we're supposed to have...
Well, producer Thomas, who is sitting on the floor...
Well, we're supposed to... Here's the thing. Like... Is that
Andy Herron?
Yeah, bring in. Okay, Andy, come on in, mate.
Andy Herron, ladies and gentlemen.
Andy Herron.
Yeah, everybody. Go right to the microphone. We are live
now. Yeah, for sure. Thank you. All right, as we continue to roll, see, normally the show format used to, again, go to a song, and then we would come back and magically another guest.
Right.
But magically another guest has appeared.
Changing it up.
Ladies
What's up,
and
guys?
Gentlemen,
Andy Herron.
The drummer for Cabo and Repeat.
Have you been working out? You look really good.
A little bit. I'm glad you noticed.
Of course. You're adding a little. I mean, you're doing,
thanks,
well, you're smacking the skins. I mean, you got to stay in shape.
You're doing
it more for both bands.
That sounded
now.
Dirty.
You know what I mean?
That sounded dirty.
Lots of smacking the skin.
I didn't say stroking the skins.
Well, now you just
slapping the skins.
Whatever.
That's a talent. Stroking the skins, also talent.
It's
but
true.
You're not going to make a lot of money.
A different
kind
of talent, for sure.
So,
are you jumping
between Nashville and St. Louis still?
Yeah, still. I mean, not as much because Cabo's not riding anymore. But yeah, I'm still up here probably every other week. Still doing the drive. Two cars throughout that drive. It's been
let's
awesome.
Let's talk about Cabo because you guys were riding for a while. Now everything seems to be pretty much done, and now you're putting together a little tour on the new stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So where are you in that process, and what can people expect from Cabo in the summers and fall of this year?
We're doing a bunch of festivals in the summertime, and then I'm working on a different radio campaign to launch the next single, and then we hit the road full-time in the fall again.
Love it. How is it getting the guys together and being up here a little more often than you used to be?
It's been good. I felt weird at first. Like, I almost forgot what it was like to play on stage with those guys.
Yeah.
It's been like, three or four years.
I know. A long time.
Yeah, it's been good.
Cool to get that support and you guys still doing your thing. So what if it's not at full throttle?
You know
what I'm saying? Like, that's where the good stuff comes from.
Totally.
You guys aren't obligated under any contract to do X amount of albums or whatever. You can sit there and actually work on your craft.
Absolutely. You know? There's no label pressure anymore.
John's raising his
Can we just get straight to the old school stuff? So this is a reunion show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Kane's been in Dallas for
Welcome
6
back,
months.
By the way.
Thank
right?
you. I appreciate it.
You haven't communicated with me in 6 months. I get that you and I don't run in the same circles,
wow.
right? But in the course of your musicality and the course of your expansion of your own artistic self, have you considered my offer of me playing triangle on any of your projects?
I absolutely have. I actually brought it up at the last repeat meeting because we're doing another
EP. Are you just playing me? I'm
totally honest with you.
Neil's part of the deal now.
Yeah,
now Neil's part of him.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we don't know who Neil is. Thanks for just
yes, we do. Do you know what's her name's boyfriend?
Yeah, well, that was really clear.
What's her name's boyfriend? Kathleen Bauer.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. No, I do know that.
You know,
okay.
Neil.
Yeah, it's a great addition. It's much bigger sound than just the three piece now.
Yeah, but you guys still had a giant sound for a three piece.
Yeah, and we still, the only downside to adding Neil is our singer, Jared, always ran his guitar through a bass rig as well. He still does that, and now Neil does that. So it's so much gear, but it sounds really big. It's a big sound.
And I've always loved the sound that was defined by Repeat. You know what I mean?
Man.
It's very Dick Dale and you know, like just spaghetti, the guitarish sort of thing. It's just so fun. You know what I mean? The music of Repeat is just so much fun. So you guys are collaborating and writing and such, what kind of, and look, we're getting a call here. Thomas or someone, answer that
one. Phone lines are lighting up.
This is a live podcast, so we can't really do anything.
Well, give it.
Hold on. Give it to Adam. Hang on. There it is. So when you're collaborating,
did he just drop your
phone? He did. When you're collaborating, like how involved are you in the process? Did that break? Like,
oh,
that totally broke.
Anything
what
can
broke?
Right now. This is amazing.
Oh gosh, the headphone, the headphone jack part of it. Adam kicked it. Oh, thank you. So what's the process? Does Jared come up with the lyrics and then you figure out a tune for it? Or do you guys come up with a tune and then you're like, let's plug lyrics in that Jared already has written or whatever? How does it work?
It's kind of mainly Jared, to be honest with you. Jared's also a really, even though he would never admit it, he's a really great drummer. And he, a lot of times, will come up with the whole idea and then maybe I'll tweak it a little bit. But a lot of times, he'll come to me with an entirely done song that he's already demoed off and everything.
I love that sound because when you think about bands and their sounds and you know how bands are known by their sound, no matter what you hear and it sounds like Aerosmith, you're like, oh, that's Aerosmith. Or it sounds like Def Leppard, oh, that's Def Leppard. Repeat has that. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that too.
It's the very unique sound of a band and you're like, when you hear us, it's like, damn, that sounds like Repeat. Oh, look, it's the new one from Repeat.
Yeah, yeah.
So where can people find out about the band Repeat first? And we're going to talk about Cabo after this.
It'd be repeatmusic.com and we're on all the socials and on the social medias like Instagram and Twitter. We're Repeat times two.
Yeah,
it was just easier
X2,
that way.
Yeah, Repeat X2 on Twitter. Okay, so let's move to again now to Cabo. Do you have any dates at all? Because I know you say you're playing festivals, so where can people find out about those dates?
CaboMusic.com. I know we're doing the Buzz Beach Ball in Kansas City.
Oh, nice.
And then we're doing the Ink Spot Block Party, and we're headlining that. Sweet. And then I think there's a few more, but those are the only ones that I actually know of right now. But CaboMusic.com and just Cabo Music on all the websites.
And they can pick up the new music,
yeah, it's
correct?
Out now. Bridges is out now, the brand new album.
Awesome. What did you bring it?
No, I brought you a magazine, though.
You did?
I don't have a copy of Bridges, weirdly enough.
He's also going to be playing the International Triangulation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you're doing.
See,
it's what you're doing.
All we triangulists, we get together and we triangulate.
Still, that's the thing. You know what?
One
triangulist, it sounds naughty.
It kind of does. I like it.
He's saying something else to a guest or something.
By the way, Stir wrote a song about me many, many years ago.
Yeah.
Like, not a joke, right?
Really?
If I find out that you write a song called The Triangulist and I don't get a line note, I will be totally pissed at
you. How did Stir write a song about
you? Yeah, what song did Stir?
You really don't know this story?
I don't know the story.
Okay, I'm going to tell the story.
We just had the Way Back Point Fest.
I know. I was offered to do stage announcements for that.
What?
Right?
What are you doing?
So, New Beginnings was written about my first marriage.
Wait a minute. Are you serious right now? Because I've always heard this is a true story about someone from St. Louis. Tell this. This is awesome. I'm excited.
That's about you?
Yes. New Beginnings is about my first marriage.
How do we not know it was 17 minutes left in this podcast?
This is not a joke. We were interviewing them because back then, like when Stir was nothing really, right?
Yeah.
They were like, oh, put him on Joe and John on Saturday night. Like it was no big deal, right?
Yeah.
Like we interviewed, ICP. Like we interviewed ICP before ICP was, like now that anybody Not that ICP is a big deal, right?
That's
but
amazing.
We interviewed, like, the night that they beat up Cooksey and everybody else and caused the riot down at the whatever. We were interviewed. We're the first guys interviewed. Anyway, Stir's in the studio and we're talking about shitty relationships, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, dude, I just got divorced from my first wife. And he was like, oh, well, what happened? I go, well, she fell in love with her best friend. And she's like, whoa, she's a lesbian? I go, yeah. I said, it's a lot like. It's a lot like Friends at the time, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, he was Ross was going through that with a blonde and a redhead.
Yeah.
My ex-wife was blonde. Her girlfriend was a redhead. And I was like, okay, well, screw this. I can't be in this. I'm getting a divorce. And he was like, that's a great idea.
Dude,
he starts writing
amazing.
Stuff down, right? And then New Beginnings comes out and he calls me and he's like,
I got a liner note for you in the thing.
Dude.
That's a true story.
I had no idea, because I remember watching Much Music growing up as a kid, like in the 90s.
Yeah.
And they did a thing about Stir when Queens of the Stone Age did a show together.
Yeah.
And they interviewed Andy, and he said that song's about a friend of mine who his wife left him for another woman.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. That's you, man. Yeah. I always wondered who that was.
So there you go. Now you know.
That's a little more so 20
years
history.
Later, and now everyone knows it lives on the internet forever.
That's out of the bag, man.
Are you seriously in the liner notes? Can we look that up online?
Oh, man.
I want to look that up online.
But it's a cool song and a good
video.
It's
a great song, yeah.
That song's fantastic. Love that song.
It's a great song. I'm sorry. Andy's like, what do you mean it's good? It's great.
It's amazing.
Well, and speaking of which, you're not just drumming for Cavo and for Repeat Repeat. You're also on the radio in Nashville. Tell everybody where you are and what times you're usually on the air.
Dude, 2 years now on 102.9 The Buzz, Nashville's rock station. And I host a Sunday night. It's called The Local Buzz, 9 to midnight. And I've been doing a lot of Saturday morning shifts, too. I'm hoping they can eventually make me a full-time DJ. That would be nice.
You don't want to be a full-time DJ.
I do.
You don't want to be a full-time DJ.
It's actually not my dream. I kind of fell into it, but
okay,
I do enjoy
fine.
It though, very
that's
much.
Fine.
No, and that was great. And I remember back in the day too when you weren't unavailable, and we had the band Seven Horse come in.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh yeah, it was a fun.
And that was right when you first got the gig in Nashville.
Yeah,
and we were able to talk about it, and then the actual connection between. Scotty from
Gin Blossoms.
From Gin Blossoms.
That whole story. That was really fun.
And Joey and those guys from some Seven Horse. That's so, I love all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Just the history, just the fun that, you know, in the small world that is the music industry.
Yeah. Very
just amazing. I just love being a part of that. So great.
All right. Our next guest has arrived. So we should thank Mr. Andy Heron for.
Dude, thank you guys.
Thanks, man.
Dude, so good to see you again.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Tell the guys in Cavo that we said, hey, tell everybody and repeat.
I absolutely
hello.
Will, man. I'm going to drop this off on my way out for you.
And Jared Snapchats a lot.
Yeah, way too much.
Yeah, he Snapchats a lot. So find him on Snapchat.
Don't
is it RepeatX2 on Snapchat as well?
It is.
Is it okay?
And don't write a song about Triangulus without a liner note. You don't care. You're running away. Okay, we love you.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
You know him, you love him, Mr. Kurt Copeland.
That's right. Your best friend in the whole wide world, ladies and gentlemen. Mornings on Now 96.3 here in St. Louis with the lovely Nina Blanco. And
that's right.
And you guys, what I love about the show is not only all the fun stuff you do on the air, but it's the social media stuff that you do afterwards.
That is becoming the most gratifying part of the day. And that's not to take away from what we're doing on the air.
No, absolutely.
But as you know, you guys discuss, you know, the format of radio is as it is, and it can, I don't want to say be restrictive. We are happy to serve the format and
it's
give the listeners what they want.
Yeah. It's formatic.
But boy, one of the great things for all those negative aspects of social media, one of the fun parts of it is the chance to just, you know, do your own thing.
Mm.
And just kind of see where it goes and not necessarily worry about how long it goes on. You know?
And it has real-time feedback. Like, you can see the numbers, how people react to it, kind of gauge emotion about it. And it's really a good way to find out where your audience is. And you can sort of tweak some of your messaging based on some of that feedback, you know?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I love, you know, when I was a kid, you know, and I had a camcorder, and I loved, you know, when I got into school, and it was like, if there was any chance to do a project instead of, like, writing a report, you know, can I make a video on this topic?
Right.
I did
it. See?
And now it's like, wow, I'm like the filmmaker that never was, you know, failed filmmaker. So it's like I get to kind of satisfy that that part of, you know, my passion.
Well, for those of you just listening, this is the John and Kane Show, one-off sort of show, because I left to Dallas back in April. And I'm back.
Did they kick you out already?
Yeah, exactly. So what I love, though, is that at my last day in St. Louis, where were we? What were we doing my last day? Because we were up on your roof.
Oh, that's right.
And we were singing songs. We just were like ad-libbing like blues singers.
That was a great time.
We were blues singing ad-libbers.
We've had many a good times up on that rooftop.
No
it's
doubt.
It's a special view. I am very,
why have
very...
I never been invited?
What?
You know, this whole show today has been about you doing a reunion, hanging out with everybody, and I never get invited to a damn
thing
you do.
That is not true. I just heard the
story. Have I ever been invited, Kurt?
Johnny, you're invited
now. See? There
you
it is.
You got to come over.
There it is.
I
just heard the stories
Johnny,
about you tossing people off roofs, and so we just figured, let's keep John off the roof.
Yeah, hey. the word was, you know, you got to watch this guy because, you know, if it's not people, it's like fireworks or, you know, empties and things like, I can't have it. I can't have it. That kicked me out.
But what I love is that you're musically inclined as well, and you have a real love for the live music and,
oh, yeah.
and for just the performance.
I just you know love I mean? People, you know, getting together and speaking the language of music, because a lot of times we get caught up in a, you know, a million other things that are going on in our lives. It's like, I just love to get a bunch of people together, let's play some music, forget about your troubles for a little while. And
love
that's,
that.
That's what I love. Absolutely you know love me. That.
So where can they connect with you online? Let's first give them your Twitter and your Facebook, right?
Yeah, it's Mr. Kurt Copeland, and the Mr. is M-R, yeah. and then Kurt Copeland is C-U-R-T-C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D, and that's the same on your Instagram and your Twitter, and you'll find me on Facebook.
Excellent. And then, of course, coming up this year, now, what kind of things the morning show get involved with? Because I was hearing some buzzing around the building that there, you guys have some baseball stuff planned, or what kind of stuff do you guys have coming up? I thought Now 96.3 was doing a promotion about that involved baseball, but
we were giving away Cardinals tickets. We've been doing that, you know, throughout the season with a lot of promotional stuff.
Okay,
you know,
I just want to make sure that people aren't missing out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you guys are constantly
a lot of Cardinals tickets, a lot of concert tickets.
Yeah,
as Mike Shan says, the list goes on and on. All right, we got some fabulous prizes. And we'd love you for listening in.
Absolutely. And Nina, when are you going to bring her by?
You know what? Honestly, I wanted her. Can I go on record here?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. Okay,
she was having a day.
Oh,
really
boy.
Bad day. She was having some drama with her car. You know, the dog bite situation with her arm. It's been rough for her, poor girl. And so her car, she couldn't get the approval, you know, the emissions test and all that.
I hate that.
She couldn't get the licensing. And so she was going to go to Chicago this weekend. She's not going to make it. So I invited her to come down. She's like, you know what? I'm just going to stay at my place the whole time. I'm not going out and doing a damn thing.
Poor girl.
Okay, for the record, this is now the fourth time we've attempted to connect with the both of you. So at some point, I mean, we stop asking.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Well, it's like, it gets embarrassing at that point. It's like this whole double date thing. It's like, it gets weird. It's like, do you not like us? It's okay. I mean, I understand the couples can't get along sometimes, right?
Right.
But I mean, was it the politics? I mean, was it the fact that we had bitter almonds instead of candy? I mean, what was it?
There was no mint on the pillow.
See, that's what I'm saying.
All right, so before we let Kurt go, one of my favorite videos that you did, you messed around with liquid nitrogen.
Oh, yeah.
And now, I didn't know this. I learned this from your video, that you could literally pour liquid nitrogen on you and it wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, it's amazing. You think it would just, you know, burn you instantly.
I thought it would completely turn your hand to like a stone, and then you would hit it and it would break in a million pieces.
It's amazing stuff. You still have to be very careful with it. But yeah, the guys from Isis Plain and Fancy, my pal Jackson, he brought it over and we were taking roses, you know, like roses, right? And you dip them in the liquid nitrogen and then you break them on the table.
Them,
yeah, and they shatter like glass. And it's like, hey, look, we've destroyed something beautiful.
Right. And then you poured it on your hand and I'm thinking, my God. What? That's not right, but it didn't do anything.
I've asked you for a rose, but I never got one.
Wow, is this how it goes?
Give me a frozen rose.
Is this how it goes? All right, look, we have about 8 minutes and some change left, and we have our new guest lined up. Kurt, we love you, buddy. You're
good
our best friend
you,
in the whole wide world.
Thank you.
Now 96.3 mornings.
You're always welcome, Rube. Johnny. You're
that's
always
it,
welcome.
That's what I was looking for. Call me Johnny.
Come up on the rooftop, Johnny.
I love it when he calls me Johnny. All right, thank you. All right. Ladies
love
and
you,
gentlemen.
Thank you for being here. Love you.
Next on the show, they have been on before. They are back now.
Yes. Speaking of people who call you Johnny.
That's right. Kate, Fresina White.
It's been such a long time. How have you been?
Hello, guys.
It's been forever.
I know. How are you?
And
doing well.
Judy Diamond, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. We're back.
How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
We're hanging in there.
Great. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Way to cut it loose, by the way. I mean, we only have 7 minutes and 40 seconds remaining, and you're like, I'll show up whenever we want.
That's why we gotta go.
You know, the traffic around here is kind of funky.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sales traffic
what can I
is
say?
Atrocious.
It's yeah, totally you know what? Fault. I'm not that good of a driver anyway,
really?
As you well know.
No
so,
idea.
You need not to say that.
Well, I'm better than you, but
yeah,
which
true.
Doesn't say much.
Well, let's give people a little bit of this background, because recently what happened was I saw a post on Facebook about you parting ways with WIL, Judy, and I wanted to find out how you're doing with that, and then just kind of give people the background on what that's about and then what you guys are planning in the future, because it seems like you're going to get back to lipstick and laundry, or what's the story with that?
Well, we've never gotten away from it.
Yeah.
So,
we've always...
You know. Go ahead.
Well, once the Nickelodeon thing kind of fell up, you know, after 26 episodes, we... we're, you know, moving on. And so we said, well, what's our next steps? And we thought, well, a podcast would be great. So we are putting together the same ideas, of course, you know, for women of all ages. And it's going to be a little edgier this time, though.
Really?
Yes. Go figure.
See, I think this is the time to do it now. I'm not trying to be inappropriate by saying this. Okay.
Right.
I'm not
trying to. I appreciate inappropriateness.
Here's the deal. Fergie got her song MILF going, right?
Right.
And the two of you,
MILF comes to mind. MILF comes to mind.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're not unattractive, if you know what I mean. So,
way to be delicate, John.
Yeah, John.
Way to be delicate.
God, I love you, John.
Do you like older ladies who enjoy...
Did you just say older?
Older ladies.
Don't call me older.
No.
You just ruined it.
I just got carded yesterday, so...
Did you? Okay, wait. All right, hang on.
I'm going to be carded.
Hang on.
I want to be carded.
Sorry.
All right, fine.
I'm
not going to do a 1920s commercial for you guys because I'll get in trouble. See,
yeah, that
I set it up well enough, and then I said, what?
1920s is a little far back.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes
thanks,
just
John.
Slightly far.
Just right. Slightly.
Okay, first off, I want to go to one thing. We started podcasting 10 years ago, 9 years ago.
Yeah.
When it was just kind of like the infancy of YouTube and stuff. Now everybody's kind of getting into it, which is great. I love the fact that they're getting into it. Everyone getting on board, everyone you know is like, oh, what's your favorite podcast? Because it's freer.
Right.
It's a lot more freer. And that's what we originally were. And then when you get kind of taken over by
a Nickelodeon, like a Nick Jr., which wanted to dumb us down. And I mean, everything that I did was completely bleeped out. So.
Yeah. Nobody likes
I mean,
that.
Go figure.
That was like
I
me.
I can't imagine.
That
why.
Was like when John and I did that video for the Domain Tech Report, and then they cut my parts out because I said crap. And I said garbage.
I
said garbage and I said crap.
That is fucked up.
See? Yeah!
And the irony is they left.
Exactly right.
The irony is they left that part.
Shit.
You know how many fucks I got bleeped?
You know what?
God.
Listen, if you go 3 minutes without saying the fuck word, I'm concerned about you.
All right, everybody.
I think I'm sick or asleep.
Yeah, right. Her 3 minutes without cussing, mine's 3 minutes without a drink.
So anyway, we're going for the edgy. We're going for the real.
Good.
We're going back to lipstick and laundry.
Yeah, so the subject matter. So when you guys say, because lipstick and laundry, I thought you guys not just danced on the subject, you guys actually talked straight about those subjects.
Oh, yeah.
So how is this going to be even more? Like, give me an example of what you're talking about. Like, how is this going to be even more than what you were doing?
Well, I don't think it will be. I think it'll be Judy and Kate back to the raw Judy and
Kate.
Oh,
gotcha.
I think
just
it's what,
before
is
we,
what
were cut
we originally
off.
Wanted. For when we were signed with Nickelodeon.
That's what we wanted.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Well, that's what we thought we were getting. Yes. And then once the show started shooting, I started realizing, and then the first episode aired, and I thought, Jesus, I don't know who those two women are. Because those,
right.
It was a totally different show than what we
And again, you know how much research goes into what they think the audience wants?
Oh,
yeah.
We were,
you know what I mean?
Our sizzle was like sent all over. Our research was great on our original stuff.
Right.
And then they put us in and say, yeah, we're going to get
you.
How common is that story?
Stupid.
You know what I mean? It's like,
a great story, but you know, changing me didn't
Here's
work.
The thing. Nobody really knows. I've been in media since the late 80s.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows, but here's what I know. Be you. Be
Absolutely.
You and find partners that will support what you're doing and work with you to create that.
Yeah. Yep.
Not saying that I do that, but I do that.
No, but it is the truth.
So.
I mean, and the older I get, the more I'm okay with that. You know,
right.
Like I'm not going to sell out again.
Right.
Because I do feel like Judy and I both sold out. And that's very frustrating.
Well, it's easy to do that in hindsight, by the way, because
it is,
you know
it
what I mean?
In
because
hindsight,
you didn't have a clear understanding of what was moving forward.
And
now that you have that experience,
right.
You know what I mean?
And
it's
we were
a much
dumb,
yeah.
kind of, and excited and, you know, happy.
And there was, but that was a lot of that, you know, some of the energy that was attractive about the Nick Mom show that you guys were doing. You know what I mean? It was just that energy about it being new and just like, I'm just going to let it all hang out. And you guys really did that. I mean, as much as lives are guarded on television, you guys were in the beginning of those.
We were very real.
I would say the first five episodes, six episodes were really really raw.
You noticed
I mean?
The second season was when it started to get a little bit more, this isn't reality TV.
Right.
It's not real, you know.
It's like,
all
when's
BS.
Snooki going to walk in?
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Snooki's here, baby.
But then the altar of this is that, the alternate of this is that, you know,
I do a character for the John and Cain show mm-hmm. because I'm completely boring when I'm not.
Oh, you're so full of shit.
So, which mask are you wearing?
I think that was the character saying that.
Yeah.
The character, John, knoweth not what he talketh about.
Did you skip your therapy today?
He just had an evil laugh. Did you see that?
No, actually, this is my therapy today. Like, I was like, cool, we're going to do a one-off John and Cain show? Cool.
It's been 6 months since our last show.
Yes.
And what's funny is long. Just to, it's funny because, okay, you get the show at Podomatic. So it's radiocane.podomatic.com.
Right. Don't forget
and
that.
I get an email alert every week as to how we score on a scale from 0 to 10 in regards to plays and downloads. Mm-hmm. We're always scoring in the 8s and 8.5. And we haven't done a show in 6 months.
That means that people are like, November 13th, 2015, I'll listen to that one.
Right.
Yeah. Like it's not, we're really not, doing that.
You know what I mean? So it blows us away. So yeah. I was making a short visit from Dallas, and I thought, why don't we just do a one-off show and see how
it
works out?
Great.
And,
well, thank you for having us on.
Yeah, no, we miss you girls. Big time.
Oh, we miss
big
you guys.
So we want to do a happy hour after this for those of you who are listening in a month from now. Yes, it's later in the day. I don't care.
You can do your own happy hour.
You can go do whatever.
You can happy hour. Have two happy hours.
I drink all the everybody, time, so a happy hour is like at 10 in the morning for me. So.
Everybody in the room is invited for a happy hour drink, whatever we're going to do when we're done here.
Yes.
I don't know where we're going. I'm not going to broadcast
it. What do you mean, Nadine's?
Is that where we're going?
Insula?
Are you paying? John's paying. It's all on John.
It's all on John.
It's all on the Vidzu's expense account.
No, Vidzu.
Vidzu. Name drop.
Yeah, right. Vidzu name drop. Which, by the way, if you want to actually see a very serious John Lanius, you should go to YouTube, look up GenieCast and Fortune Magazine. I was just in New York representing Fortune Magazine, interviewing 12 of the top entrepreneurs on the planet, and it was very, very cool.
You know what? I'll be the first to admit that I love you as a person,
right?
But I don't want to see the boring John.
Oh, I don't think that would be boring.
I don't either.
All right.
Saying that, Kate.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't want to see it.
All right.
I'm just saying I don't want to see it.
He's honest. That's a good thing.
He can totally
you know
be
what?
It. I'm going to go
to the naked bike ride tomorrow. He can see all that
what?
He wants.
Ooh,
I'm kidding.
I see that.
Totally kidding.
The
no,
naked
actually,
bike ride?
Actually,
do I have to have a bike or can actually, I just be naked?
Well, I think a bike is required.
Actually, my wife and I were taking producer Thomas to Herman, Missouri for wine drinking for his birthday.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Aww. Happy birthday. That's right.
Producer Lester
Happy
Thomas.
Birthday.
We were going to fly the airplane, but now we're going to take the train. So.
Oh. I think that's safer.
Actually not a joke.
I think it's safer.
It's actually really not a joke.
Waiting for the punchline.
You what? Yeah.
No, exactly.
Waiting for the punchline.
Yeah. Well, I did the math and I was like, the regs are 8 hours bottle of throttle. So if I leave St. Louis and land there, then I can only
drink.
I can only drink for like an hour and a half, and then I have to wait 8 hours to get back in the airplane to fly back.
Yeah, you don't.
Oh,
want
yeah,
to
that's
that.
No. Yeah.
You
that doesn't work.
Everyone's like, oh yeah, that's such a problem, John.
Planes, trains,
such a problem.
Automobiles.
All right, we got to wrap this thing up. Kate Fursina White.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Kate. Good to see you.
Judy Diamond.
Missed you.
Missed you, Judy.
Good to see you. Thanks
Thank
for coming.
Thank you for having us on, guys.
How can people connect with you quickly?
Well, you can always get us on Facebook.
Always.
Always. And our individual pages. And then there's also the Judy and Kate show.
Excellent.
Judy and Kate show.
It's Judy and Kate show is what it's called. Okay.
Correct.
Excellent. Now, does Lipstick and Laundry still exist as Lipstick and Laundry anywhere?
No, we had to get rid of the name.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because of the lipstick part or because?
Because we
have partners with it, so we're not going to give them any money.
Enough said.
Even though we owned it to begin with.
Enough said. I know.
Yeah.
Isn't business wonderful?
There's some bitterness there. So can we talk about that?
I never picked up on that. I never picked up on that.
I'm sure. I didn't
see
it.
I didn't see it at all. Hands together for Adam White.
Yay.
Adam, thank you. Appreciate you. Sam Maul, thank you so much.
Producer Thomas Fortenberry.
Love Thomas, woo! Thank you.
Thomas.
Kurt Copeland, thank you very much, sir. Love you. Mr. Dr. Eric Napudi. I say Mr. That's just demeaning him. He's Dr. Eric Napudi. Thank you, Doctor, for being here.
All right.
Table 21 with Jessica Ambule, right?
Yes.
Thank her for being here.
We all gave hugs at the beginning.
Are we missing someone? I feel as though I'm forgetting someone.
Yourself.
Andy Heron. How could we forget? Thank you, Sam. Andy Heron. Hold on. Yeah?
You didn't say his name.
Richard Strelinger.
Oh, sorry, Richard. I apologize.
I'm telling him his name.
Because you know him.
You pointed at him, and I thought you were pointing at him to say something.
No, I just thought you were going to give hugs again.
He was prepared to say something.
No, I thought you were going to give hugs again.
No, I totally will. Full body.
I want a hug from Richard.
Full body after the show. Full body hugs after the show.
I want to grind.
And the drinks.
Wow.
Wow,
yeah.
Kate,
calm down.
Wait a minute, you haven't drank anything yet. You haven't drank a thing.
Do you guys have time to join us for a drink?
That's right, Grinder Pope.
You just blinked in that way that you don't really.
So
what? No, no, we do honey, have time honey, for a no, drink. No, no, no.
All right,
this is okay. what you're doing. This is what we want you to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Shh. Yeah. No one in radio all saw right. what you just did.
I know that's the beauty of it.
All right. With that, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, Kane, I want to thank you so much for putting this together and calling me 8 times to talk me into it.
Wow. So well, it would only took me 4 times. Actually. That last conversation was really long, though.
Yeah. Actually, for those who don't know, what did I tell you that I was willing to do for this show today?
Show up.
You mean besides martial law?
Well, I said I want to be interviewed as martial law
because
I just think that's funny.
Oh, my God.
A naked bike riding martial law.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
No, actually,
nothing says martial law like a naked bike ride.
Kane said, can you do it? And I was like, yeah, dude. And what I'll just agree to show up. That's pretty much all right. I said.
And that's kind of how it got, you know, that's kind of how it went every week with us when we were doing the show. Yeah. It would just be like, hey, we showed up, and thanks to Lord Thomas having all the info together, we would just have one sheet in front of us. We would literally sit down and start recording. Like, there was no prep to
that's
it.
That's the best.
And yeah, you know what I mean? And I think you girls experienced that same thing too.
That's that goal.
And that's how you get, now it's not 100%, but what you do get out of that is a lot of good stuff. And I really appreciated that. So thank you for being available with your heavy schedule at VidZoo. Because my God. Heavy schedule.
No, it is a heavy schedule.
Heavy
schedule.
So VidZoo.com. That's right. VidZoo.com. That's VidZoo.com. VidZoo.com. VidZoo name drop.
All right, so by the way, and we didn't even talk to Dr. Napudi about this, so maybe if he hears the podcast, he can hear about it. But, you know, because of his franchising of the business,
right,
there may be some need for what you do at VidZoo
right.
for these new, like, affiliates of his.
Right.
You know, well, these franchises
of
his.
So be very clear that I did not ask you to do this on
the
air
right
now.
No,
okay.
That just came to me in a vision.
I'm just, okay, right. Yeah, no, but no one believes you now. They all think that I'm like, I'm going to do this, but you got to agree to say VidZoo at least 8 times.
That's not what happened.
You did it, Kane.
I did. I'm a radio professional.
All right, Kane, seriously, you, what did you say?
I said I'm a radio professional.
Okay, Kane, you're one of my favorite people on the planet.
You're one of my favorites.
I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you too.
Dallas is a better place because you're there.
Oh,
You're welcome. There are the radio people in this room. I like you, radio people. I don't like all radio people.
No,
I really don't.
Neither do these radio people.
I was going to say too.
But I've been saying that for 20 years. And anyway, my point is this. Thank you for your original vision to put this together. I think it's still hilarious that people listen to shows that we haven't done it for 6 months.
I know, like old shows.
It's very weird to me.
Shows.
It's actually very weird when I do meet people and they're like, oh my God, I heard the show. And I'm like, we've been on it.
Yeah, so, and that one show where you're like, wow, the second Matrix movie was great.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, well, that's an old one.
Exactly.
All right.
You need to do more of this.
Yes, right. I agree.
Kane has been before his time for a long time.
Oh man. Right. You know, radio has been just like, it's been a second life for me. Like it's really been a family. Like every radio station I've worked for, I've found at least a handful of people that I have never lost contact with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's those people you can count on one hand that are like, you know what, this is what makes this experience so great. You know what I mean? Really love that.
So I'm gonna go ahead and now and do our signature close.
You do that.
I hope I remember it.
That's right.
And we're all going to say Into Your Radio at the end, even though it's not on Into Your Radio technically, but this is what we used to do.
Automatic.
It's the John and Kane Show, broadcasting live from Shock City Studios on, of course, All Together.
Into Your Radio!
Into Your Radio.
That's right.
All right. Whenever we get together and do this thing again 6 months from now.
Not sure when it is, but, you know, whatever. Okay. That fortune cookie, be looking out for it.